谢谢大叔。
来，你爸爸。你给你吧，你爸。Sorry， 你。Binigin. Binigin. Thank you for giving me the floor, Mr. Chairman. The Philippine position is clear in terms of its preference for a ban treaty. However, in the interim, it believes that the following disarmament measures could take forward multilateral disarmament negotiations. First, encourage nuclear weapon states to accede to the nuclear weapon-free zones without reservations. Promote the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones where they do not exist, especially in the Middle East. And as the chair of the 2010 NPT Review Conference, the Philippines believes a robust disarmament and non-proliferation framework would not be possible without the universal application of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. As it currently stands, it remains the sole legal instrument to pursue the goal of ridding the world of nuclear weapons. However, a thorough appraisal of the treaty is necessary to address its lack of prescriptions for specific future actions and timeline across its three pillars, namely disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Further, in light of the lamentable lack of consensus outcome of the 2015 review conference, NPT member states should continue to pursue with vigor the ambitious goals of the 2010 review conference outcome document and the 64-point action plan, as well as work towards and prepare for the 2020 review conference. The Philippines views the threat of nuclear terrorism as a serious challenge to global peace and security. It believes that the IAEA should be given full support in carrying out its mandate, and it encourages states to ratify the additional protocol to the IAEA Safeguards Agreement, which is an essential confidence-building measure in promoting nuclear non-proliferation. Lastly, the Philippines recognizes the importance of nuclear information security, and it encourages international cooperation, particularly in sharing technology, information, and expertise in nuclear security and disarmament education. To this end, the Philippines supports the convening of technical workshops, sharing of best practices, provision of financial and technical support to enhance a state's capacity to prevent, detect, and respond to acts of nuclear terrorism, in conjunction with concerns for the emerging threat of cyber attacks and terrorism. I thank you again, Mr. President.